With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What?
Uh-huh.
I need you right now to shut the fuck up.
Okay, geez.
Shara, I'm so sorry.
That's Mark, fine.
If you're like, always saying the wrong thing, maybe you should stop saying things.
Well, I gotta talk sometimes to ask for dinner and stuff. You arrive at the emu pen. You once more are standing at the kind of like wooden fence that comes to about like maybe, I would say, I don't think I said this before, but like kind of shoulder height.
Yeah.
You're at the wooden fence. You can see the emus are kind of clustered over toward the sort of back of the farm.
Do they immediately recognize Holly?
Well, good question. Yeah, I'd say one of them comes
no.
over. You can see these emus as well. Some of them like have tags on them. Some of them just seem like they're tagged. You don't know what this is for. Yeah, the one that you think you were fighting before, it's tagless. It comes over to you. Maybe you can recognize it by like it's like missing a bit of hair on the top of its head.
It's black eye.
It's kind of like, it looks like not only does this emu fight you, but it might fight the other emus. Yeah, it's coming over to you.
Oh, we're not so different, you and I.
Yeah, it's sort of the
what?
Troublemaker of the emus. It does that thing, you know, an emu's kind of like with a horrible long neck, kind of cocked their head so they got an eyeball just staring at you.
What?
Mortimer's like, it's an emu. It can't respond.
You talk to him then.
What? You're what? It's an emu. Hello, Mr. Emu, I guess. Shara.
Mm-hmm.
Brick. Well, they're kind of having this little conversation here and are slightly distracted. She's like, hey, I gotta warn you about a prank Wendy was gonna pull or is gonna pull on your cabin. Our cabin, but your beds.
Okay.
She read about this prank in a book of pranks where you put sand in people's sleeping bags.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably doing that right now.
Shara?
Yeah?
This has been a lovely first date.
Yeah.
But I really wish you told me that before we left the cabin.
Well, I didn't even think about it until we were here. And like, you know, previously I was in on it, but now...
Is there a chance they're still there?
If we get back quick enough, maybe. Right.
Can I hear this?
Yeah, you probably can. Mort's yammering, but you can ignore him. You can tune him out.
Wait, what?
Hey, Holly, if you and Mort want to stay here, me and Shara are just going to quickly head back to the cabin. I need to check on something. And then I make like a face like, ugh.
Did I hear what?
Yeah, I would say you overheard it, yeah.
You can come too, but we got to go now.
What's happening?
I think I might pay Wendy's cabin a visit.
Okay.
All right.
What's your game plan?
Mort, keep an eye on the emus.
He gives you a thumbs up, turns around, stares at the emus.
Yeah. Go to Wendy's cabin, but maybe wait for my signal, because maybe we can still save this.
Okay.
Unless, and I kind of whisper this to you so that Shara can't hear, unless you want to start shit, I guess.
I don't want to start shit, but it seems like the shit's already started, so I might want to finish it.
Holly, Holly, Holly. Those are the right things to say.
You can see, obviously, Shara has not overheard specifically what you're saying. And you can...
I mean, I can say, even if she did hear, I'd turn around and...
You can tell that she's not overheard you, but she's kind of a little jealous that the two of you are whispering something and she's not included. And she's kind of giving you...
I want to include her in it because I want that to happen, but she can't...
What are we talking about? She says.
We're just trying to figure out what to do. Well, I think the best plan is get back to our cabin ASAP.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
She immediately goes to take your hand. Brick.
Shara, Holly, it's time to kick it.
You run back around the toilet block, back into the center of camp, just as Wendy and Roger are about, they're like on the porch of your cabin. The cabins kind of have like a single door.
Coming or going.
They're coming. They look like they're just about to enter. You can see as well, Wendy has a big bag of sand.
For some reason, I wanted to yell out this. Hey, hot dogs!
Okay, they all turn around and look at you.
That's a stupid thing to respond to. Also, what are you doing in our cabin?
Nothing, says Wendy.
Nothing.
Yeah, we're coming here to find Shara.
With sand.
Yeah, we wanted to show it to her.
Well, Shara's right here as I swing her around holding her hand still.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's hard for you to really gauge. You can tell, obviously, this has upset Wendy, but it's hard to tell specifically, like Wendy is confused by this. Not necessarily that she's upset, but she's shocked and a bit confused. And her and Shara are exchanging like a glance, like they're looking at each other. A kind of conversation is happening through facial gestures and like expressions, but you can't really figure out what they're saying to each other. Wendy's like, okay, well, I guess we'll
see. Can I see the sand too?
Yeah, yeah. You're asking? Yeah.
Come on, you wanted to show it to Shara, so just come, let's see it.
It's like a kind of like a plastic, kind of like a tougher plastic shopping bag that's full of sand.
Where'd you get it?
I brought it from home, she says.
Why?
Anyway, I don't have to tell the three of you, she says.
It's embarrassing to have to plan this much.
Okay, you...
Did you have to take anything out of your bag to fit that in?
Okay, your intimidation was very successful, and also you get to buy an extra effect.
Hell yeah.
Infatuation.
Whoa!
So...
Can't hold our way to the top?
You can have her believe you about things. You can form a lasting relationship. She'll take risks to help you. None of these really seem like they're what you're trying to do. Frightened, confused, or impressed, though, are probably the most relevant ones here. Unless you can justify any of the others.
I want her to think, oh, that was cool, and catch herself being like, no, I can't be impressed by this person.
Okay.
So I guess impressed, confused. Like, she's impressed by me, but she doesn't like that. She's like, what?
You see, like, that expression kind of crosses her face. And at the same time, she just starts to, like, walk back to her cabin. But you watch as she, like, glances over her shoulder at you a couple of times. Like, clearly she's like, I shouldn't be impressed by Holly Butcher. Like, that's crazy. Little Holly Homicide, as people call her sometimes. Like, that's crazy that I'm impressed by what she did. And clearly have been fucking absolutely mastered in this.
Wendy is her name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, there's so many names. That was out of character.
No, that's okay. I believe you. Don't worry.
Good seeing you, Wendy. Great to catch up.
She doesn't glance at you. She's got her eyes are only for
you
Holly.
You too, Roger.
Roger, maybe he like flips you the bird, I would say. As you're They go back.
Roger, buddy. Come on.
They go back into their cabin. And at about this time, I would say Becca Cormack, she comes out of the sort of main building and she's like, all right, campers, time for archery, who's ready to shoot a bow and arrow, huh? And she kind of like maybe goes cabin to cabin.
My
and
hand
everyone.
Is nearly touching God. I'm so fast. I'm so far up.
Becca, I've always been a straight shooter. Wink.
She like gives a kind of like a chuckle like, oh, Brick.
I just wanted to clarify, not a flirty wink, just a silly wink.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I am way too occupied.
Whipped.
All of the campers are gathered in the middle of the campground. I would say it's just the bears. The cubs are probably going to be doing a kind of like a younger camper activity, and the
just got shanks.
yeah, exactly. Throwing rocks at each other.
And the grizzlies have guns.
The grizzlies, they do a lot of, they're not often in camp as much. The grizzlies do a lot of outdoor kind of, more sort of scout activities, if you know what I mean. Bushwalks, like that kind of thing. Orienteering, etc. So they're not often in camp. Anyway, most of the bears are gathered in the middle of Camp Hummingbird and then marched off by Becca Cormack into the woods toward the archery sort of like area designated to that activity.
Hell yeah.
Luckily for the two of you, you're for the first time in your lives paying attention. You're mostly marching on like this kind of like dirt path through the tall pine trees all around you. And it's kind of like you don't really, you look into the forest, you can't really see much. It's just dense woods. Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, the trees kind of part as maybe you turn a corner.
Yep.
And you can see that there's a, you've probably been marching, or not marching, you've probably been walking for about like maybe 30 minutes at this point. And as you turn, you can see there's like a chain link fence off in the distance. You can't see much beyond it, and it's kind of obscured by the leaves and the trees, but there's a chain link fence. And then you turn the corner and you keep walking. Eventually, you arrive at the archery kind of area. And this is a large kind of, clearly, it's a clearing that has had the trees and stuff removed and the ground tamped down into kind of like packed earth. Mm-hmm. And there are, I would say, four sets of hay bales. On the hay bales has been spray painted a target. And then there's a bunch of bows and arrows over pressed up again, or like leaning up against a tree. Becca, she's like, all right, campers, we're going to each take a bow and arrow. There's only four. You're going to take it. You're going to fire your shot. And you're going to pass it on to the next camper. And there'll be a prize for whoever hits a bullseye. Let's start with, she gestures to the two of you and Snots and Mortimer, who are sticking to you like glue.
They're so sticky.
Oh, they're sticky boys.
Okay, sticky yet slimy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like snot.
Mm-hmm.
I bound up.
Okay. Yeah, you grab the bow and arrow. Becca hands it over to you. Good luck, hun, she says.
Don't need it.
She smiles and like maybe she tosses your hair. Okay, you gonna try and hit the bullseye?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, just checking. All right. Unfortunately, your shot goes wide. You pull it back. The bow's like a little bit big for you, maybe. You pull it back, and when you let it go, you know that you've cooked it. And the arrow sort of spirals away, lands. It doesn't even hit the hay bale. It's just completely gone. You also hear Wendy Callahan laughing the moment this happens. She thinks it's funny. You messed up.
If you trust my shot so much, why don't you stand in front of it?
Okay. You're about to...
At this point, I think I imagine that this, I was like lounging or something, hear that comment, and I kind of stand up and walk towards Holly. I just put my arms, just like hands just on her shoulder, like give her a little rub. It's okay. Let's not murder anyone today, hey?
Yeah, I don't want to get killed by a little Holly homicide, she says.
Hey, Wendy.
Yeah.
Zip it.
All right, kids, says Becca. Come on now, play nice. Play nice. Brick, fire the bow.
I think Snots should go first.
Okay.
I hand the bow to Snots. Give it your best shot, kid.
All right. Snots. Oh, I get the pick.
I wouldn't say kid, I'd say bud.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Snots. Pal. Snots sucks.
I'm shocked.
He's no good. In fact, maybe. So, like, Snots pulls the bow and arrow, he pulls the rope taut. But, like, it's like he doesn't trust how tight it is, and he pulls it back way too far. Like, he's like, it's not going to go far enough. Like, he thinks it's going to, like, just go a little bit, you know, in front of him and hit the dirt. So he pulls it back too far and kind of loses his balance, falls on his ass, fires the arrow into a tree, and it just kind of sticks in a branch in the tree and doesn't come back down. You can see he's about to cry.
Well,
was anyone looking? He says.
I look around and note, I guess, notice.
Oh,
everyone
yeah, everyone's watching.
Look, that was easily the most impressive shot we're going to see today.
Okay. He gets up and kind of like.
They're not looking now, but I think a bunch of girls like blushed.
Oh, my God. I'll go talk to him.
Best of luck.
He goes over to the you hear like screeches and screams and people being like, ew, when he approaches.
How much of a distraction has that caused?
Quite a bit. Holly. He's kind of just like walked back into the line full of confidence.
How many people are looking at me and Holly?
I would say at the moment, Becca McCormick. Oh, no, Becca Cormack's like, oh, God, I got to get this kid out of here. Probably Mort is. Mort's been lining up his shot this whole time.
But why? Then how is he looking at us?
No, sorry, like Mort's, I guess actually you're right. No, Mort's paying attention to where he's going to fire his arrow. I think Muesli. Muesli's the only kid looking at you.
He's Muesli, kinda, you're up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you're just going to do better than Snots.
That seems pretty easy, he says.
So, well, he's picking that up. Holly, do you see that fence over there? We walk past.
I start running.
Okay. You disappear. You leave the gang behind. It's just Holly and Brick off into the woods.
And one arrow that I didn't.
Okay, and one arrow. Yeah, yeah, good, good, good.
Didn't,
all right.
Didn't put it back down.
Got such sticky fingers. Why I love you, Holly.
Okay, here's...
Sticky but not slimy. I'm the good kind of sticky.
Oh, yeah, sticky fingers compliment.
Okay.
Crafty.
I'd say that you can...
Sly.
Yeah. Do you... Here's a question. Do you head back down the trail? Way harder you will be heading through the queue lining up to get it to have their turn at archery.
No.
Or into the woods.
Into the woods.
What okay, we assume checking. Will be the fastest one. So I assume that the trail is on the outside, so we could in theory cut across.
Yeah, not even the fastest. Just like, if you're trying to hide, you don't run straight
into
people.
Yeah. I just need to check whether or not I need to see if you can find it in the woods or if you get lost. That's all.
Worst case scenario, we get lost in the woods. Cool, funny.
Very fun.
Okay.
I'm hearing people say, like I'm hearing
yeah.
that it's actually hot to get lost.
Yeah, it's a hot guy, hot girl, yeah. hot person move.
It's a real meathead move.
Yeah. Oh, it's meathead.
Yeah.
And bimbo-y.
Yeah,
so...
it's himbo bimbo meathead city
yeah.
to get lost in the woods.
Which are the hottest people?
Okay, thankfully, Brick Hickman, you can find your way through the woods. Maybe like Holly, you're like, we are lost immediately, but Brick, you just like look to the side and there's the path. And you've
right,
completely gone around the rest of the queue. You make your way through the woods, keeping the path basically in your eye line until you arrive at this big chain link fence. It's a huge chain link fence. It's like, I would say like three times your height. And it's got barbed wire across the top, and it kind of extends quite far in either direction.
If it's three times our height, then if I get on Brick's shoulders, then we only have to climb a third.
That is true.
Genius thing.
that's just quick height maths.
Okay, you're going to try and climb over?
Yeah.
So, Holly, the fact that there is barbed wire on there means they want to keep us out. And if they want to keep us out, that means something good is on the other side. Do you still have your knife?
I do.
How sharp is it?
Pretty sharp.
I keep it sharp.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I pull it out and it goes, shing!
Well, that seems sharp enough to cut maybe a little hole in the fence.
Oh my God, is it sharp enough to cut maybe a little hole in the fence?
You could try.
I'd love to.
You bring the knife up, you try to, it's just like really quite tough metal, the chain link fence. Your knife, it's like scraping away some of the metal, but it's you could give it another go. You could push the roll, you'll take a condition, but you could do it.
Could I try digging?
You're still struggling to get, you start digging and maybe in the distance you can hear the sound of like the archery where everybody's playing archery. You can hear them like a kind of a hubbub is happening. Like maybe they've noticed your absence.
Or maybe they're just distracted by something else.
Yeah, it could be. You don't know. I'm going to try again. You do have, hey, you got luck dice if you want to re-roll. You got an automatic success if you want to remember that time you helped a bird.
I could think of that.
You
time
could lead if you'd like as well, Brick. That'll give Holly some dice.
Yeah, okay. So, Holly, I reckon you're onto something. That was very close. Can I have a look at the knife for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I look at the knife. Maybe I, like, wipe it on my pants. Mm-hmm. Kind of like I'm doing nothing with it.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, like maybe it'll inspire.
Yeah.
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 Like, this is, I reckon you got this. Hand the knife back. I'm like, Holly.
It feels special now.
Holly, that's a sharp knife. I think just like give it a little bit extra. We're going to cut through.
Okay.
You're really good at this.
Make the roll again. You get four extra dice. You're inspired.
Yeah.
I make the roll. Okay. Four dice from Brick plus, oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. This time, you do incredible. Brick's words inspired you. You got four. You find a bit of the chain link. Like, you're not even, it's not even like you have to, like, kind of slice. You almost just do a perfect circle and it just falls out.
I rustle your hair and I'm like, proud of you, and kick the hole through the fence.
Proud of you.
Kicking's easy, cutting's hard.
Okay, so you can get a bonus, obviously. So it was a sneak roll, yeah? It was. Okay, yeah. So you can give a success to another kid. I mean, or you can find something unexpected or more of what you were looking for.
Something unexpected, please. I would love to find something unexpected.
You find a landmine, Joel dies.
Well, As you climb through the chain link fence,
yeah,
you find lying on the ground. Mm-hmm. You find leaning up, maybe you walk a little bit. Like, there's no buildings as far as you can see, really. Mm. It's just more of the same woodland, but you were on the other side of the chain link fence. And then you see, like, a small, kind of slightly overgrown shack. It seems kind of disused, not abandoned, just disused. And you can see leaning up against next to the front door is a bulletproof vest.
Does it just happen to be my size?
No, it's designed for an adult. So it's like a flak jacket.
Probably close to my size.
Like a jacket?
Yeah. It's like a
jacket or like a vest?
It's like
a Kevlar vest or a flak jacket?
Yeah, it's like a flak jacket, but like in military green.
Cool.
Well, neither of you have put two and two together, and that's good. Yeah, so you find a green military flak jacket leaning up against a small disused shack. Again, doesn't look abandoned. It just looks like nobody's using it for the moment.
Well, I mean, I go toward the shack, obviously.
Okay, but it's leaning up against... You're at the shack door.
Oh, in the shack, please.
The door is locked.
Hey, Holly.
Yeah?
Is there any other military stuff around you can see just while you're at the shack? Because I just had a... I'll say a tingling sensation go down my neck.
There's a window into the shack.
Yeah.
Would you like to kind of get on your tiptoes and look inside?
Let's have a peek.
What do you see?
Okay, this appears to be like some kind of remote radio station. There is a lot of telecommunication equipment within this shack. You can see like a small microphone and sort of like speaker. Looks, again, quite military.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of lockers in this room as well. There appears to be like a map case. The microphone is on a desk. Yeah, you would imagine this is a military building of some kind.
Is anything on?
No, it seems like this particular shack, for whatever reason, and I say shack, it's actually more like a sort of small concrete building, just is currently disused.
Any, like, cups of tea or, like, half written on papers or anything?
No, it doesn't seem like it. There's nothing on the desk as well, other than the little microphone.
I convey this. There's a desk, speakers, radio.
Does it look real?
Yeah, it looks legit.
Okay, well, that's a good sign, because I was worried, gonna be honest, that we had just stumbled into a testing area, which would have been bad, because the chances of two of us exploding...
A bit higher.
Higher than usual. But maybe we just found a cool abandoned military post. I come up now that I'm...
Okay, yeah, you look in the window, you can see the same thing.
I reckon we would have gotten out as a testing ground, but that's fine.
I mean, like, I trust you.
We're sneaky.
We are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What would you like to do?
Did you see how well you cut through that fence? I believe in you to do anything. It's just, if, you know, if there's a chance
if
of an
we
explosion.
Get nuked. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be mad if it'd be less than ideal.
Is there any, like, cool shit
that in we can
the
rack?
Thing? Yeah, I'm looking for cool shit to rack.
That map is...
So it's like a map case. You can see it's got a lot of kind of, like, maps kind of slotted into it, basically. It's kind of like pigeonholes, almost. You can try and break in? It is locked, currently.
How locked?
You just try the handle, and it seems like there's probably a key that is missing.
Can we hear anything? Like, there doesn't appear to be anyone around.
You can hear the kind of like the swish of wind through the trees.
And there's no like key in the vest or anything. They've not been silly.
I guess I'll just stay with me here for a second, Holly. Hello?
You yell out into the forest as loud as you can. If there's anybody within, like, you know, like even like a kilometer of you, they'll probably hear you. Sorry, a mile. You're in
yep.
America.
Yep.
So you don't think you've alerted anyone in the base, but you do hear a voice from the fence. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holly, Brick, are you in here? Are you in there? It sounds like it's Becca Cormack. You think she was looking for you and you just alerted her to where you were.
I just grabbed the vest and start putting it on.
What are you? You actually.
You do have a big fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
Fruit
is shirt. Are you wearing something under that shirt? Is it like a big billowy shirt? Focus
on
the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's loose. It does up with buttons. It's like a Hawaiian shirt style shirt, except it's just fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. The vest goes under the shirt. Yeah.
All right. You put the vest under the shirt. It seems like it's, unless somebody, like you look a bit lumpy, but not so.
No one's hugging me.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be fine.
You kids get out of there right now.
Sorry, Becca, we got lost. I was looking for the bathroom.
Well, that's obviously back at camp, she says.
Yeah, we got really lost.
She, like, you see her. She's coming through the woods. It seems like she came in through the hole that you cut.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes up to the two of you. You're not meant to be here.
Well,
okay?
I thought that booth was a toilet.
Why would there be? Come on, come on.
What is it?
Where are we?
She like gets down. Maybe she hikes up her kind of pants. She's like, we're in the McGurdy military base right now. Okay. On one of the far edges of it.
They built a kids camp next to a military base.
She shrugs. I don't know. But
isn't
you're
that
not allowed.
Dangerous?
You're not allowed to be in here. Okay.
Is this why my
we're really quite far
camp?
Away? It's a pretty cheap camp. We're very far away from the actual base. Is you know quite a. But they just own a lot of the property, so they won't know we're here. But we've got to get you out of here because we don't want any trouble. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh no, she said I don't want trouble, and now I want trouble.
You're good kids. You're good kids. I know you didn't mean this. I know you didn't mean this.
I'm so sorry, Becca. You know us. We just got lost.
Yeah. You're rambunctious. I get it. She shoos you out of the military base back through the hole you cut.
Yeah.
She's not even mentioning the hole. She doesn't even. It seems like she's not even blaming you for it.
Yeah.
Who knows how knife that happened? Cut
yeah.
Back, you know.
Yeah. It's metal. You can't. There, something magical must have happened to be able to allow
hell of a
true
speech.
Friendship must have happened to cut off. Hole into the chain link fence. She leads you back, kind of like the whole time. You can see that it quite stressed her, the fact that you were in the military base. And she leads you back to the archery area.
Has my upset condition gone away?
You've not really gone and spent time with Peg, so no.
True, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta find her. And...
I've just been upset all day.
Yeah, you have. Ever
in
since
a mood.
The emu donked you on the head, it's really put you out. All right, you return to archery, and Becca, she's like, look, because you left, when you weren't meant to, I'm going to say that you're out for archery for the rest of the activity, all right? Just
what?
Sit by the tree. Well, you did run off.
But we still didn't even pee.
Do you need to go back to the camp to pee?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially if it, like, I thought I could come back up here and have a shot and then go back, but hey, no, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
We did wander off. We'll just head back to camp.
Wendy, you're in charge, she says. And then she... takes the two of you back down the path and back toward camp.
Wendy's not nice.
Are you saying that to Becca?
Yeah.
Oh, she's okay. She's okay.
Look what she did to my hair.
What did she do, honey?
I show the back of the hair where there's hair missing. She smooshed gum into it.
Is that why she has gum in her hair now? Come on, Holly. Two wrongs don't make a right, Holly.
We don't know that.
Well, I do.
Becca, self-defense ain't a crime.
Well, yeah, but I believe it was the same gum. That seems more like revenge to me, Brick.
Revenge, self-defense.
And maybe she'll stop putting gum in people's hair now that she knows how it feels.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
She shoos you into the toilet block, mm-hmm. and she waits out the front.
What would you... Okay, while I'm peeing. Mm-hmm. What would you do if someone put gum in your hair?
Well, I would ask them nicely to stop.
Does that ever work?
Yes, sometimes, if people are polite, she says.
Sometimes.
Holly, I would ask you not to talk to me while you're urinating. Please finish your business in there before coming out.
I end my stream.
Stream offline.
Stream offline. Thanks for watching.
I'm just going to quickly raid.
It's good that you did pay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
While you're here.
I feel like that So if I'm imagining a camp toilet correctly, one toilet block, one half men's, one half women's. So Holly is...
You're kind of directly, like you could probably talk without Becca hearing.
Holly, a military base? Like this is insane. And we're kicked out of archery, so I got no plans left. Do you have any idea of what we should do? I am gagging for trouble.
I reckon if we can, maybe if we get in enough trouble, maybe they'll put us somewhere away from everyone else, and then we only have to fool one person.
That is genius. My new girlfriend is going to be heartbroken.
All right. When you're done in there, I'm going to get you to, because they're still going to be at archery, I'm going to get you to help prepare for dinner. If we'll get you two in there, I think we're having burgers, so if we can get you just buttering some buns, that kind of thing.
Brick's great at food.
Yeah, no worries, Becca.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there I'll be there real soon.
Something wrong with your throat, dear? She says, I think I got a lozenge.
No, I'm okay.
Can I have a lozenge?
Yeah, of course.
free shit always rules.
The two of you exit the
Actually, do you have two lozenges?
Yeah, I got a whole roll of lozenges.
Yeah, what? Do you mind if we just have that? Both of us have been...
Oh, dear, she says. Let's get a charm roll on this. You've taken this lady for quite a ride already. Should chuck another roll in. Yes, and you got us... So, she keeps believing you.
Yep.
Oh, that's dangerous to give you an adult, basically, who's always on your side. Lasting relationship. Take risks to help you. Persuade others to believe you. Or frighten, confuse, or impress. I'm not giving... She won't be infatuated.
Obviously.
Yeah. That'd be fucked up. Yeah.
Take risks to...
Risks. Okay. Yeah. Becca will jeopardize her own position here to help you out.
For a piece of shit 14-year-old kid named Brick who was born too heavy.
You both...
Slick Brick is what they call me.
You both exit the toilet block, and she hands, I'll say you, Holly, the pack of lozenges. There's about 5 left.
There's only 4 left.
Well, you can have the whole pack, hon. I got a bunch in my cabin, so...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hang on. Oh, can I do it?
Yeah. Great ASMR. ASMR?
Yeah, that's ASMR. And acting. Welcome to the fucking masterclass.
Jesus Christ.
That's Foley, baby!
Becca leads you across the camp, past the big sort of campfire in the middle, and into the kitchen again. Uh-huh. She leads you into the kitchen where Cook is, or Cookie. Cookie's a kind of like a larger man. He's kind of quite old. You think he's been here working with Jimmy for like as long as anyone can remember.
Cookie, my guy, what's up?
How you doing, kids? Are you here to help me butter the buns?
Butter some buns or something?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you need to spit that out before you start working in the kitchen. And I need. Okay. Well, I was going to say I need you to wash your hands as well, given that you just spit a lozenge into it. Can't have that. Don't want anybody getting sick like that poor, what's his name, Scott boy? Scott McKenzie?
Scott. Snot. You're thinking of Snots.
Ah, Snots. I see.
I haven't heard Scott.
He did a chundered up all the chili he ate.
Yeah.
God almighty. All right, well, I'll get you two butter in the buns. I'm going to go outside, smoke a cigarette.
He leaves you two in the kitchen by yourselves. You think you've probably got about 5 minutes.
All the time in the world.
Buttering the buns. Too obvious to sabotage that. Mm-hmm. Got to fuck up something we haven't touched.
Would you like to?
Yes, quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
So in the kitchen, you have right now, it's kind of like an assembly station. You can see Cookie's already chopped up the lettuce. He's already chopped some tomato. There are unbuttered buns in a kind of like a container and a big fat thing of like, clearly this is... Not industrial butter, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Bought in bulk, like a huge thing of butter.
Imagine the cow.
Whoa. There's a bunch of burger patties. These burger patties are kind of...
Uncooked?
Uncooked, with a bit of grease paper, but separating the patties so they don't stick together. Okay, neither of you really can pick this up. That's one thing you can't pick up. Let's see if you can pick up another. You should have been born smarter.
Instead, he was just born heavy.
Born heavy.
Okay,
I was born
Holly,
knifey.
You noticed this. Yes. You're looking
Maybe
in.
You were born clever, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God. So you're looking in. There's like the kitchen. Attached to the kitchen is the sort of pantry. But outside the kitchen and just attached to this larger building that contains the dining hall is a storage room. And you're checking that as well because you've kind of exhausted the kitchen and the pantry. In the storage room, there's like a bunch of stuff. You can see a bunch of stuff for like the cubs, like a bunch of like arts and crafts stuff. But you also find, kind of mysteriously, small, like it's like a milk crate, full of gorilla costumes.
What?
There's about there's 3 gorilla costumes
Brick.
In there.
Yes, Ollie?
Look.
What?
I point out the gorilla costumes.
Are you also, sidebar, you still wearing the vest?
Oh, yeah, underneath.
Yeah. You could get shot right now in a big deal.
So I imagine what happens is I gotta like walk past you and I just do that thing where I brushed against you to like squeeze past. I'm like, halt. Still wearing the vest.
That's right.
I imagine we're putting the costumes on now, right?
Are you going to put on the gorilla costumes?
Just to try it on.
So.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So we're looking at the gorilla costumes. Mm-hmm. I guess you've voiced putting it on. I'll be like, what's step two? Cookie will be back inside in a second. I reckon we hide the gorilla costumes, save them for later.
I look visibly crushed, but that is the right move. Yeah.
I mean, I'm easily persuaded, Holly. If you want to chuck them on now, just say the word and I'm right there by your side. But I just think for maximum anarchy, we can put them somewhere for later.
You're right, because if we want to sneak out later, they won't know who's in the costume.
Invade a military base as gorillas.
Yeah.
Where are you? Okay. This is going crazy places. Where are you going to put the gorilla costumes?
Okay, so there's the kitchen.
I'll give you a good description of it. So there's the dining hall, which has like a bunch of tables, kind of like table and chairs kind of combined in rows. And then there's a stage attached to this to one side on one of the walls is the storage kind of area. At the back of the stage, that goes into like the administrative offices and where the counselors sleep. You know, there's also probably a break room back there as well. And then at the back, you have the kitchen and the pantry.
Is it just Cookie with us?
Yeah, it's just Cookie with you at the moment.
No one else is in the
Becca's area, going back to the archery. Jimmy's probably in his office. You would gather.
Okay, so.
And the rest of the council, like Peg and.
I grab. Yeah. Holly, I got a great plan. So Cookie's outside, not looking at us, obviously, because we've been looking around.
It's completely empty other than the two of you.
I grab. So pull the gorilla. So it's in like a milk crate, right?
Yeah, three gorilla costumes.
Three, jeez. Someone's going to miss out. Drag them across, like, just drag them out into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Chuck some, like, baking paper over it so you can't really see what's in the crate.
Okay.
Hey, Cookie.
Yeah?
I'm just going to go take a piss.
All right, then, kid.
I'll be back.
Don't need to tell me. You can just do it.
Okay, and then I just pick up the crate and walk out.
Okay, yeah, you're standing in the middle of the campground.
And then I just...
take it to your cabin, the toilet.
I guess, like... I'd take it to the toilet first and just kind of like look around to see, make
Seems
sure.
Seems pretty deserted.
Okay, just take it straight back to the cabin.
All right, great.
Put it in our cabin.
You put the milk crate full of gorilla costumes in your cabin?
Maybe I...
under a bed or something?
Yeah, chuck it under our bed and then maybe put my bag in the way of it so that like if you look...
Yeah, you kind of can't see much. Yeah.
No, I'm going to start buttering bread real fast so it looks like two of us have been here the whole time.
Smart.
Clever.
And yeah, I'll come back pretty quickly.
Also, knives in the kitchen?
Yeah, knives in the kitchen.
Pocket a knife.
How many?
I would say, well...
What good ones? Yeah, any pocketable ones?
There's like an old, clearly really well-used, like the handle's been replaced like a million times. It's been sharpened a million times. Butcher's knife?
Is it still the original knife if they've changed the handle that many times and sharpened it that many
Have they ever
times?
Changed the blade?
Never changed the blade.
Okay.
Same knife.
Yeah. Got the same soul.
Yeah, same soul. Knife's got the same soul. So there's a, what do you call it? Like a butcher's...
Oh, cleaver.
Cleaver, yeah. This is a cleaver. There's also...
I want the record to show that Cal shot me the cheekiest look when you said cleaver.
Oh, I love a bit of cleave.
And then I would say there's...
Don't we all?
There's
Especially snots. Oh, fucked him up.
Fucked him right up. There's a serrated knife as well, like a kind of bread knife. And then I would say there's also like a kind of... It looks like maybe it was once a really nice knife. Maybe somebody bought for Cookie as a gift. But now it's his kind of like whatever knife. He mostly uses the serrated one or the cleaver for most of his cutting. This one's kind of neglected.
I mean, I know how special a knife can be to a person.
Yeah.
So I know that he uses it, but it would still feel wrong to take his special knife.
That's fair.
I only take the cleaver.
Okay, fantastic. You take the cleaver. Where are you putting it?
underneath the bulletproof vest.
Okay, you've got a lot of stuff on.
Were you wearing... What are you currently... Because you've only described the shirt, so...
Yeah, what's the pants situation?
Like, what's your pants situation? And are you wearing, like... Were you wearing...
It's quite warm as well here at Camp Hummingbird, just to let you know.
Okay, then
you...
bike shorts.
Bike shorts, nice.
Bike shorts, big boots.
Oh, yes, great look.
Great look.
Where so the cleaver's going under the flak jacket?
Yeah, the flak jacket has those little...
pockets and stuff, yeah.
It has all the stuff where they go around the front like a life jacket, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll weave the knife into there so if I fall over, I won't kill myself.
Smart.
Clever, yeah. All right, fantastic. You've got to be sweating in your jeans, Brick Hickman.
You've got the sweatiest head under that bandana.
No, if anything, that's keeping the sweat out of my eyes.
That's true, clever.
Oh, like the biggest eyebrow.
Yeah. And look, my final shirt's got rolled up sleeves.
Yeah, you're fine. You, Brick, arrive back to see that Holly Butcher has done a real sloppy job with the butter, but whatever. It's enough.
I wouldn't have done a better job even if I had 100 years.
Sloppy job done is a job done.
Hell yeah.
Better than a... perfect job not done.
Well, probably at around the same time you get back, Cookie comes back in.
Good job buttering the buns. Anything else you were meant to do?
No.
Getting punished?
No, it was just...
All right, you don't need to tell me.
Look, so, I could fill you in the intricate details, but it would just be a waste of your time. We'll just head back to our cabin.
Yeah, all right.
See you for dinner.
All right, see you for dinner then.
All right, he gets to frying the burgers.
And at this point,
mm-hmm.
roughly like how soon is dinner? Because I know that we would know, but we in real life don't know.
Yes.
Well, I would say you've probably got like another 40 minutes to an hour before dinner. You get some free time.
So, Holly, we just scored ourselves a load of free time. I hear Wendy's still doing archery. She tried to put sand in our beds.
Is it time for revenge?
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, doors are probably open. We can just suss it out, see what's in there.
Okay, let's duck in. And I am going to try and find that bag of sand.
Okay. You leave the main administrative building, and you can see as you enter the campground, Becca and Snots are coming back into the campground. Snots has a black eye.
What happened?
Holly, don't ask questions that we already know the answer to. Last time we saw him, he was talking to chicks.
He's not very good at it, is he?
Hey, Snots!
Yeah? You said everyone was impressed by me.
Yeah, I must have misheard that situation. What did you say?
Becca, like, gives him a look, and he looks up at Becca and looks at you. I don't think I should repeat it.
No!
Becca!
Yeah?
Look.
If it's that bad, we need to know so we don't say it by accident.
And yeah, what if we say it by accident? Becca, can you just give Snorts permission to repeat himself just this once? For
educational
purposes. Yeah, because we would hate to accidentally say it. After all, Becca, I'm a straight shooter.
Becca... She puts like one hand on her hip and she's like, well, do you think you're very likely to show off your abdominal muscles to other people in the camp and ask if they'd like a touch?
Honestly, Becca, it could have been 50-50 at this point.
Well, I'm glad you now know what not to do.
Me too,
says Snots.
Snots, did anyone touch them?
He shakes his head sadly. One of them punched me in the stomach, he says.
How'd you get a black eye?
One of them punched me in the eye.
Many people punched you?
About five, says Becca.
Where are the other spots?
He lifts up his shirt, and you can see he's got a couple of bruises on the, like, two on the front, then he turns around, two on the back.
Mm.
Well, they did touch your abdominals.
They punched me in both places, and either side, they stamped me.
You feeling okay, Snots?
He shakes his head.
Why don't you go?
I just like to go back to my cabin and rest.
Yeah, fair enough. Becca's enjoy the double bed.
Oh well. Becca's like, well, I gotta take him to first aid first, but then he'll go to his cabin.
Okay.
And they disappear into the administrative building.
We just run out of a lot of time. But thank God we're fast.
And also, we just bought ourselves an alibi.
Yeah.
We couldn't have been in Wendy's cabin. We were helping Snots.
Snot was getting his...
Forget the passage of time that you also experienced.
You go up to Wendy's cabin. Again, it seems like deserted and there's no lock on the door. So you just, You open it up. You can see Wendy's bed has, she has like brought her own sheets and brought her own blanket and brought her own, she doesn't have a sleeping, the rest of you, I assume, just have a simple sleeping bag that you brought from home. No,
oh, yeah,
not Wendy. Wendy has a full-on luxury blanket and luxury pillow as well as a mosquito net that she's hung over her bed.
So, look, Holly, I know that this is not feasible at all, but I just like sharing these thoughts with you. The first thing that I wanted to do the moment I stepped in here was bugs. She hates them, clearly, and I wish there was heaps in here.
I can make it so that there's more bugs. I start poking little holes in the mosquito net with my knife.
Perfect. Yeah, so you don't need to roll for that. You managed to cut enough holes in the mosquito net to make it effectively functionless. You don't think that's going to add like more bites to her, but she will get the same amount as everyone else.
I think I'd like to do it so that it looks enough like a pattern that you can't immediately tell that there are holes in it. Like, it's not slashed up.
Yeah.
I'm just cutting a few of the joins here and there.
Yeah, that's how you manage to do that. It looks, you can really barely tell.
I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, she's not going to notice that. She will definitely go to sleep without even thinking about it. She might
bug
not even.
Idiot.
In the morning, she might still not have figured out why she's covered in bites.
Is there a window that I could leave like a jaw?
Yeah, there's a window. But you think, well, I mean, you could try, but they might be able to tell if the window's open.
True.
Would you like to get some ideas of how to attract mosquitoes or something?
Well, later on, I reckon. Sugar seems like a good idea.
Okay. The sugar in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well,
sugar in her bed. Itchy and... It's like the sand prank, but...
Sweet and...
Itchy and sweet.
Sweet and... Scratchy?
Sweet and scratchy. Are you going to try and go get some sugar?
No, we don't
have
time.
Yeah. Where is the bag of sand?
You both looking for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't seem to find it.
Uh-oh.
You search through all of her bags. You search through all of Roger's bags. You just can't seem to find it.
All right.
But you do find a journal.
Oh, what's in it?
It's got a lock on it. But it seems like a pretty flimsy lock.
Okay.
It's like a journal.
Ollie?
If it's a journal lock.
Ollie,
yes?
Take it. Take it and let's get out of here.
Okay, shove it in near the cleaver.
All right. You're jingling and jangling as you walk. You head back into camp. I'd say at around this time, everybody comes back from archery and kind of disperses into their cabin. Becca comes out when she sees everybody's come back and she's like, all right, free time for another hour or so. And then
I love free time.
Then we're going to have dinner. Okay. It's going to be hamburgers. And then after that will be ghost stories in the woods. So everybody get excited for that. Okay. And then she disappears back into the...
We're going back into the woods?
Yeah,
crazy.
The moment that ghost stories in the woods happen, I imagine Holly and I like locked eyes and, yeah, both very sly smile. Not even hiding it, I guess, just stoked. Love ghost stories in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend, Holly, that you probably at this point use your free time. And this will also take some heat off us because if we separate at this point... I'll take Shara for another walk.
Nice.
Hang out.
Yeah.
Play a bit of hooky, maybe.
Oh,
Playing hooky just mean wagging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's free your time. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, well, hook uppy.
Hook uppy. Yeah, you play a bit of hook uppy.
Or even just like, you know, just hang out one-on-one. Because like, I haven't seen her since archery when we ditched. But also what I'm thinking is if me and you split up, and then any of the things we just did get discovered, it's not going to look like we did it because we weren't together.
You were thinking the same thing as me.
And also, it'll give you an opportunity, Holly.
I need diary time.
I also gesture to, like, your shirt. I'm like, you've got time to, you know, take a load off, you know.
I would say it's become noticeable at this point. Yeah, just the flak jacket, not so much, but now you can see, like, the edge of the cleaver sticking out, the lock of the journal poking out the bottom.
All right, yeah.
And if I take Shara for a walk, you got that room to yourself, so...
Oh, I've just remembered that stinky man. He'll come in, won't he?
Well, it's not his room.
Which stinky man?
Mort. Like, it's not his room, but he might still come in.
Yeah.
He shouldn't. You're getting changed. Loudly announce it.
He hates ladies.
Like, yeah, you get, like, look...
As long as he doesn't go and tell Snots, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And Snots is out.
He hates Snots almost as much as he hates ladies.
Okay, look. So we're in our room at the moment.
Yeah, right? I would say you've gone back to your cabin.
Hey, look, I'll help. So I like draw the curtains or pull down the blinds, whatever the window situation is.
Yeah, I'd say it's curtains.
Walk out of the room and I was like, all right, let me know when you finish changing and I'll come back and shut the door.
Mort's standing at the foot of the, oh, I was going to go in and say, hey.
Don't.
I'm not going now. Where are you going?
I'm going to go hang out with Shara.
Well, what am I going to do?
Go find what Snotz is doing.
I
you got a choice, Mort. Zero friends.
Do you see what he did at the archery?
No, it was.
He put up his shirt, right?
Yeah.
And he had it in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then with both fingers, he said, check out my abs. Who wants a touch?
What happened?
Nobody. Well, a lot of people punched him. But
Mort.
Yeah.
When you think about it, take one step back, Mort.
Okay.
You got to embrace moments like this. Because it's funny.
I guess it's kind of
How do you
funny.
Feel about Snotz? Like, you can be honest with me.
I dislike him greatly.
And what did you just see happen
I
to
saw him got hit quite a bit. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that bring you joy?
It brings me some small pleasure.
So if you hang out with Snotz more.
I see more. Is that why you hang out with him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cruel.
No, cool.
No, I mean, if this is a person who thinks he's your friend and you're just here to see him get hurt, that's just that stuff like that.
We're longtime friends. Okay.
I'm confused about your relationship, if I'm honest.
Look,
I'm going to hang out with Muesli. Clearly, you don't want nothing to do with me. Enjoy your life.
Sorry, man. I got a date.
Oh, no, fair enough. Whatever. I'll go see what Muesli's doing. Muesli's sitting on the step of cabin spinach. Kind of forlornly looking around.
Walk, I guess because I'm walking. Yeah. I'm looking for Shara, who...
She'll be just like mingling somewhere. Yeah.
As Muesli sit on the thing, like, hey, Muesli, what's up?
Hey.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just a bit scared of camp.
Okay. So I guess it like, kind of stops me in my tracks. Oh. All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, I miss Hope. Oh, okay. Bye. All right, you gonna look for Shara?
I'm just be scared. Oh,
okay, weird. It's a weird thing, dude. All right, you're like 14 or whatever, but cool. You see Shara? She's chatting with Wendy and Roger.
Hey, Shara.
Oh, hey. She seems torn between her friends and you.
Hey, Wendy. Hey, Roger.
Hi, says Wendy.
Sorry about everything earlier.
That's fine. You didn't do anything.
Yeah, I know, but I just feel like I'm guilty through association. And
yeah, he
frankly,
is your friend.
Yeah, friend is a really tough word to shake, it turns out. look, Shara, I realized that, like, since archery between now and then, like, we haven't, like, had a lot of time to hang out. And, like,
Wendy and Roger are like, ooh.
Aren't you guys dating? Say to which.
No, says Roger.
You sure?
I got a girlfriend. She goes to a different camp. Yeah, Roger has a girlfriend that goes to a different camp. Says
you have
Wendy.
A boyfriend that goes to a different camp?
No, I'm single at the moment. What are you asking?
Sorry, I just always assumed.
No, we're just very good friends.
Uh huh.
Do you not believe that?
No, I mean it's fine.
Seems like you don't believe it.
No, it's. I mean, look, Wendy, Roger, who cares what I think?
Anyway.
I was just hoping to hang out, like, spend some quality time with Shara. But look, hey, also Shara, no stress.
No, I mean, what did you want to do?
Just like, in this free time, I thought it'd be really nice to go for a walk.
Just like the two of us?
Yeah, just like
no
the two
Holly?
Of us. No, Holly's busy.
Okay, yeah.
Holly is busy because I told her what I was doing. It's not that I have just come to you because Holly's busy.
It's good to clarify.
Yeah.
It's good to important to clarify.
Yeah, like I just told her like
and like Mortimer won't come with us?
No. Also tied up.
Okay.
Shara, I have taken care of everything.
Shara turns to Wendy.
It turns out Shara and like I lean in like close, like whispering in your ear. It's really, really hard to get some free time.
Yeah, she says. Okay.
I imagine that I'm close enough that, like, if I said
can't.
Something stupid, she's a bit like, whoa, intimate.
It is. She turns to Wendy and Roger and is like, anyway, I guess I'll see you guys later. And they're like,
have fun with your date.
What? You can see.
I'm just teasing. You'd be a great couple, though.
It seems, let's make a roll.
I mean, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. You seem like you've struck, like, maybe there is some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
You're
I mean, I have also set myself up, but that's okay.
You and Shara, you head off toward the emus. Mm-hmm. Holly, what are you doing?
I am going to try and pick this lock.
What with?
I can use my cleaver to shave a bit of wood off of the bunk bed.
All right. Yeah, that's
because I know those diary locks.
Oh, yeah, they're flimsy.
You just need a sturdy enough, thin enough bit.
Unfortunately, you just can't seem... It's you got to be pretty delicate to get a slim bit of wood to do it. You kind of shave a chunk.
But I'm usually so careful.
I would say that you've made it a little bit dangerous to sleep in the top bunk. You've shaved that much out of one of the posts.
Bad news for me. Yeah. But I don't know that, so that's all right.
I look through Shara's bed for a hairpin.
Oh, yeah. I'd say that, yeah, you search through. You can find, like, inside there's, like, a little, like, makeup and hair products bag that she's brought to camp. And you can find there's a little hairpin in there.
I want
to
pull the little plastic bit off the end of a bobby pin and then just wiggle it around in there.
unfortunately, you just can't see. What it seems fuck? Like the lock is tougher than you would have expected. It seems like it's of a higher quality. You know, Wendy's a kind of a rich kid, so like maybe this is just like a high quality locked journal. You could try again, but you'd be pushing the roll.
But this just reminds me of the time that there was a bird with a broken wing, and I had to wiggle those bones around to put them back in the right spot.
Incredible. Incredible. An incredible use of your pride.
Great speech.
Okay, you remembering that, remembering the time you wiggled those bird bones, you wiggled the bobby pin in just the same way, and the lock clicks open and falls away, and you can open the journal. You start reading.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, a lot of it is kind of inane. It's banal. It's just like, I did this, I had this for breakfast, I had this for lunch.
I want to go backwards, by the way. I want to start at the most recent and go back in time.
Okay. The most recent one is her complaining about you a lot. It's hateful. And you can see that the pencil that she's using, like she's been pressing it into the paper because she's so mad.
Is this about the hair gum?
It's about the hair gum. It's about throwing back in her face. And there's a lot of like, and now I'm going to have to get my hair shaved and I don't even know what I'm going to do. She's been, by the way, I probably should have said that she's been wearing a hat this whole time because you don't think she's got the gum out. So there's a lot of complaining about you. You go back a couple pages, you can see she's writing about being excited for camp. She's writing about being excited to see Monk Davies because he's such a hunk. And also she's writing about Roger.
Hunk Davies.
Because she's like, oh, Roger's like really fun, but maybe I got feelings for him. I don't even know.
Hit the nail on the head, didn't you?
I'm not in the room, but...
Oh, yeah.
I reckon I felt it. Yeah, I did. I whispered to myself.
Did what? Nothing. is there anything you're looking for specifically? You're just looking for dirt?
Yeah, just general dirt.
Okay.
I'm gardening.
Yeah, fair enough. You find that she does have a phobia of bugs. Maybe in like some of the earlier writings about going to camp, she's like, I hate going to camp because there's always bugs crawling everywhere, especially in the heat.
This is great. We've accidentally nailed everything.
Yeah, you've been very lucky.
Accidentally. We took context clues. Yeah. We killed it.
You find that she has trouble sleeping at night in camp, that she does get a little homesick. She hates the food as well. There's a lot of complaining about the camp.
I wonder how she felt about the chili.
Yeah, she was so excited for camp, but she hates camp.
Yeah.
She's complicated. She's a teenage girl.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
And yeah, that's kind of like the vast majority of things that are relevant to you. Unless anything else very specific you're looking for. Answers to questions you might have, etc.
What does she write about Roger? That might come in handy.
Yeah, what are her feelings towards
Roger? They're complicated. So she writes about how her and Roger have been like childhood friends, best friend, boy next door. But that just like over the last couple of years, she's started to see him in like a different light. And maybe even like really small things she's kind of dwelling on. Like maybe once she writes about how they were watching a movie earlier in the year and he put her arm around her. And she's like, I don't know if he was doing that because he likes me or if he just like wanted to get comfortable. I don't know. That kind of things. Maybe she also writes about like, say, Roger for her birthday got her like a CD. I don't know. Give me a good romantic 80s CD that you could have got somebody.
Well, CDs didn't exist then.
Cassette, excuse me.
Yeah. From 1986. Yeah. Jesus, a mixtape. It was the only...
Yeah, fair enough. A mixtape. And some of the songs in the mixtape were romantic.
But some of them were not.
But some of them were not. And she's like, I don't know what that means.
Because what if he just likes the romantic
stuff? Yeah, exactly. He might just think they're songs that she'd like.
Oh, my God.
But maybe he's flirting with her. And so she's got a lot of complicated feelings about Roger.
Okay, I'm reading this and I'm like...
Yeah?
1985 is when CDs started getting really popular. So, yes, it's a CD.
Oh, it's a CD. I was on the money. There you go.
Hey.
Yeah. But I'm going to say it's a cassette.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I start reading this thinking, like, oh, my God, like, this is so good. Wendy's in love with Roger. I can tease her. And then as I go back in time, I'm like, what is Roger doing? Roger!
He's playing her heartstrings.
Does he not know either?
You don't know.
That's sad,
get his journal.
Like,
I can't wait to meet up with Holly again and to just be like, just bombarded with this and like me being like, yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty obvious.
I actually told them earlier.
She's homesick. I don't know if there's anything else of note in the diary in the past. Like, I pretty much read as much as I can until there's like 10 minutes left and I just run back.
You read that she's planning, we read her plans for the sand trick. And you also read that she has a plastic snake that she's hid in Roger's cabin and that they intend to scare you with that at some point as well.
Ah.
As you're like finishing up, there's like a, are you still getting changed? I don't think it takes that long.
You don't know, Mort.
You hear the sound of like somebody sitting down on the, like at the creak of the porch. You think he's just sitting and waiting. I'm sick of talking to him mutely. He's so scared.
I gotta concentrate on my bra, Mort.
Okay. I think it's nearly dinner time.
Well, I hope I'll be dressed by then. It's very complicated stuff.
Okay, yeah. For me, underwear, I just like put my legs in it, but like I don't know how a bra works, so fair enough.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are...
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.